The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Christ in Luke chapter 21, verse 25. I'll read a few verses before that. There is going to be a time called the Days of Vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled, meaning all prophecy. Verse 23, but woe to them that are with child, to them that are nursing, those days there shall be great distress in the land, wrath upon the people. This time is coming shortly to the children of Israel, probably about four, maybe four and a half, 5 years out. Even though there's distress to the children of Israel today. Verse 24, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword. They shall be led away captive into the nations. Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time the Gentiles is fulfilled. This took place 2,000 years ago when Titus came into Rome. I'm sorry, when Titus of Rome entered Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. It will happen again in the future. But there is one time where Christ uses a particular word. I'm going to read it to you. There are going to be, and this is to also talking about 2,000 years ago, and also Christ is alluding to the time that we're in. What Christ had to say is of uttermost importance. It is the most important. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars. Upon the earth, the distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Perplexity. No solutions. Conundrums. No answers. Things happening in the world. And no way out. What is the solution in the war in Israel presently? The solution, according to Psalm 83, is complete victory by the nation of Israel, directed by Benjamin Netanyahu, over all of the extreme terrorist groups surrounding Israel in the southwest, in the Gaza Strip, and north. To the north, the nation of Lebanon, more central in northern Israel, Syria. To the east, along the Jordan River, present-day Jordan. The solution is Israel's complete victory over the extreme terrorists in these nations, these peoples. Perplexity, conundrums, no answers, no solutions. This is the beginning of wars that are going to go through the next 9 years. This war that is being fought presently is a war with different battles against family in Jordan. These are the children of Lot, Abraham's nephew. Down south with the Palestinians, you have the children of Ishmael and Esau, who these two peoples, they became intermarried. Esau being Jacob's brother, twin brother, and Ishmael being the first child of Abraham through Hagar. So in a sense, it's family. Up north in Syria, Assyria, that's just nations that are enemies of Israel. And then in Lebanon, though you do have the children of Ishmael and the seed of Ishmael and Esau in those areas to the north, you still have other nations like Assyria, or eastern part of Assyria would be Syria. Then you'd have Tyre, and you'd have that area around Phoenicia, which would not be family. Now, there are, in this country, protests against funding Israel. Like I stated yesterday, you can protest all you want. You can be unhappy. You can rant. You can rave. You can object. You have the right. But the Bible says that the United States will support Israel. And the support may be to America's best interests. Nevertheless, America is going to support Israel. I stated that on the program yesterday. We sent $2 billion worth of rockets to Israel in the last 24 hours. God says that America will protect Israel. Israel will exist as a nation. We will assist Israel in this war, in this campaign that Israel is fighting against extreme terrorism surrounding her. We're going to support them. It's in the Bible. You can fight the Bible. You can resist what God says is going to happen. It's going to be to no avail. This country will, even the EU nations, the EU command, European command, NATO, a collective of nations internationally, Arab nations, Islam as a religion, China, it doesn't matter. America is going to support Israel. Israel will win this war. Israel will win in the Gaza Strip. And people are thinking, well, how are you going to, what about the women and children? Don't you worry about the women and children. God said that he's going to protect them, those that have not been radicalized. They're going to be moved to Egypt, into ships, relocated to Libya. Who knows where they're going to go? The women and children to the north, as Israel continues a campaign in Libya, Syria, they're going to go to Turkey. They're going to move away from the women and children. But God makes it clear, the enemies are the men, the soldiers, who are not going to, that they will die trying to eliminate or trying to destroy the nation of Israel and as many Jewish people as they can. The men will die in battle. The women are going to be relocated. In Israel, you have the West Bank, the Arab population. There are the Arabs that understand and they get along with Israel. They understand the God of the Bible. They are happy being in Israel, especially many of the women. They're not subject to a lot of the strict rules of Shia. They have more freedom. They can travel. Israel will know which of the Arab people are friendly. Israel will allow them to stay unhindered. Same with the young children. The soldiers are going to die in battle. Also, around Israel, Jerusalem, you're going to have the enemies. You're going to have those that God says are going to be protected from the Arab people, the women and children. the radical terrorists are going to be killed in battle. We haven't seen the war begin in Jordan presently, to the east, across the Jordan River in the nation of Jordan, King Hussein. That battle is going to begin. It's begun in the southwest in Gaza. It is going to, and it's already begun in the north. It's going to begin in the Jordan, in the area of Jordan. Jordan is going to get involved in this war. It's just a matter of which day. And the Syrians in Damascus and Syria are going to assist King Hussein. But Jordan is going to go to war. And that campaign, Israel is going to be victorious in that campaign also. It's just a matter of which day is it going to begin. America is going to support Israel. I know in the last program, most of you who listened to the Alex Jones program, you heard the rant and the raving of the young man that's hosting the program. He can oppose it all he wants. You can oppose Christians that support Israel. You can protest the Biden administration. You can protest Lindsey Graham. Doesn't matter. America is commanded by God to protect Israel and even for selfish interests. You see, right now, the United States and Israel created Hamas. It was a creation created by Israel and a Palestinian group to offset the power that Yasser Arafat had in the 80s and 90s, 70s, 80s. Yasser Arafat had built a sizable, powerful army of militant radicals to counter Israel, and the United States created another group called Hamas. Yasser Arafat died, and Hamas has continued to become more powerful. So Hamas / ISIS, Obama creation, has become too powerful. So America would support Israel in taking out the power structure of Hamas or ISIS. So the U.S. has interests, and for reasons, we cannot allow anyone to become too strong. When Israel wins this battle, Israel will be the most powerful nation in the Middle East. The United States won't have to do anything to initially shipwreck Israel's power. Russia, Iran, other nations from the north are going to come to attack Israel. They won't be successful in that battle either. God will be involved in that battle just like God is involved in this battle presently. So we're in a time of transition internationally. I say, from my understanding of the Bible and what is written here in Psalm 83, the world is in the last decade before Christ returns. At the end of this 9-year period of time, from here and forward, Israel is going to win this battle. Russia is going to be destroyed. America is going to sign an agreement with Israel, supposedly to protect Israel. We will betray Israel. America will invade Israel. Israel will continue to have hardships. And then eventually America has to take all of our forces to Armageddon. China, during the next 8-9 years, is going to continue to become very powerful. Russia, in about another year, is, I think, going to be destroyed completely. The battle that I'm talking about is in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Two chapters that talk about Russia in the last century, more specifically in the last decade. The war in Ukraine has made Russia a great nation. America didn't know that by forcing Russia to go into Ukraine, we were going to make Russia great. So it was a faux pas on America's side. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. But God said that Russia would be great militarily, economically, politically, and she is. And that Russia and China jointly would be the two end time empires that would begin the collapse of the great Western Empire, the United States, which has begun. America right now, what's happening in Ukraine, we've just blown up another pipeline that goes into Finland and Estonia. America is continuing to blow up pipelines. Any gas coming out of Russia helps Russia and helps the other countries to distance themselves from the United States power, from our sanctions. But Benjamin Netanyahu, he's been 4 times the Prime Minister of Israel, and he has the support of the Jewish people right now, like no Prime Minister since the times of maybe his last war with, what was it, 2008? He had great support then. Golda Meir, Ben Gurion, back when Israel became a nation, they had support of the Palestinian, of the Jewish people. I didn't mean Palestinian, I meant Jewish people. Benjamin Netanyahu has the support of the IDF, all the reservists, the nation of Israel. The government, though they don't like it, they wanted to see a different government installed. Right now, they don't have a choice. The whole country is at war, surrounded. It's like a forest around Israel that is on fire. And these extreme terrorists surrounding Israel, their objective is the same as the objective of Nasser, the objective of every war that has taken place against Israel, even in the times of King David, to extinguish, to exterminate the Jewish people as a people that God made covenants with, that God made promises to extinguish them, to eliminate them, to disappear them from off the face of the earth. It won't happen. God is with them. The Christian people are to pray for them, whether you understand or not, you're to pray for them. Is the churches of God, these lampstands of God, did we replace Israel? No, we did not replace Israel. God has a different plan with us. We are born again people. Christ is in us. But Paul in Romans 11 makes it very clear that these people are the elect of God. They have been imprinted. They have been engraved on his palm. They will always be his people. Even though they become apostate, though they worship idols, though they are not serving God, they still are engraved on His hand. He will never betray them. He will allow punishment to come to them. He will use the nations to punish them, to keep them straight, so to speak. But the nations will always go too far. And then when the nations become a little too extreme, God punishes the nations. One of these days, God is going to punish America. As the years go on, you're going to begin to see the hatred of the many of the people in this country, even in the Christian churches, I mean the true Christian churches, the contempt that Christian people have toward the Jewish people. You're going to see the administration become more anti-Semitic. The Jewish people presently that are in New York City and in all these cities throughout this country, I would say to the Jewish people, you better remember the history lessons of Nazi Germany. There's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to take everything that you own with you, but you need to get out of this country and take your life with you. The Jewish people, God is calling and asking the Jewish people in the book of Revelation to come out of Babylon the Great. There's no future here for you. And Israel right now, in this war, when this war is concluded, Israel is going to occupy present-day Jordan. All of the cities are going to be intact. The power plants, the water treatment plants, the wastewater treatment plants, everything is going to be intact. When Russia comes to invade with these other nations, they are not allowed to destroy the cities. They are to come to the countryside and fight the battles in the countryside, and there they're going to be destroyed by God in a general way. That's the best way I can explain it. Within Israel, there's the enemy within. The Arab people, there are these Arab people that love Israel. They love living in Israel. They love the Jewish people. The Jewish people have accepted them. They don't feel lesser than the Jewish people. They are treated fairly, whether you believe it or not. These people are going to be allowed to stay in Israel. Moses gave the law and the commands to the children of Israel concerning the stranger, the people who come to live in the nation that are friendly. Moses makes it clear these people are allowed to come in. They're allowed to exist, to live, to prosper, to buy land, and to be at peace in the nation of Israel. So not all of the Arabs are enemies of Israel. It is the religion of Islam, the extreme aspects of Islam, that is the great enemy of not only Israel, but of all the nations of the world. As you're going to continue to see in the future, Islam is at war with the world. It is a religious war. It will be fought in Europe. It's being fought in every nation, in even the Arab countries, in Pakistan, still in Afghanistan to some degree, in India. We'll be back to continue Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. The podcasts for the program are on 1360khnc.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll continue.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today. KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Okay, we'll continue. Now, the reason I'm presenting this to you this way is because there are many people that want to know what's going to happen in the decade before Christ returns. They want to know what to look for. Psalm 83, if you have a Catholic Bible, you can go to Psalm 83, and it's written right there that the children of Israel, the psalmist, prayed that God would listen because there was a coming war. And the war that the psalmist is talking about would be directed against the children of Israel to destroy them forever. And they just begin by saying, God, don't be quiet. Don't keep quiet. Don't be still. Your enemies are planning. They're getting ready to attack. They're making secret plans. They're plotting against your people, Israel. They're plotting against you, meaning they're even plotting against God. Now, this plot did not take a month. It wasn't a plan that was a two-week-old plan or a month. No. This plot, according to the spirit of Psalm 83, is a plot that has been in the process, in progress, being talked about in secret for years. And there was a strategy, and the strategy was to not just arm or stockpile weapons in Gaza. According to Psalm 83, the plan, the hidden plan, the secret plan, the objective was to stockpile Gaza, Lebanon, all of Syria, the city of Damascus, and then later to help stockpile present-day Jordan. There's armament coming into Jordan as I'm speaking right now. The war in Jordan has not yet begun. It's going to begin shortly. But it says in Psalm 83 and in other prophecies that Syria or Assyria is going to assist the children of Lot, his two children, Ammon and Moab, and supply them with the weapons needed to also join in on this plan and this objective. They're going to join in here before long. I guarantee you. During the year, 2-3 years before this attack, the strategy was to place ordnance in these areas that were going to be involved in the war against Israel. Was the ordnance going to come from? Beginning a year 21 months ago, I believe that some of the ordnance that was going to Ukraine via NATO nations and the United States, a percentage was somehow ending up in Syria in the hands of Hezbollah, Hamas, and ISIS. A percentage. Also, 2 years ago, when Afghanistan, when we withdrew to change our strategy, America would change its strategy from Afghanistan to Ukraine, we leave all that military equipment, especially the small arms, rocket launchers, handheld, things of that nature. Tanks, not so much. The big equipment, no. It's too cumbersome. But the rifles, the small arms, munition, ammunition, there was a campaign to bring quite a bit of that through Egypt, through Libya, into the ships to the west coast of Gaza, up to Syria. Much of that ordnance ended up in the hands of the extreme terrorists surrounding Israel. So this is what has been happening with the assistance of the United States, with this administration, with the administration leaving Afghanistan. We knew, American people maybe don't see it that way. They don't pay attention. They're too busy trying to make a living, trying to exist through the COVID, through the vaccinations, and they don't see what the left hand is doing. But this was part of the strategy in Psalm 83. They were plotting, they were planning, they were gathering military ordnance for a unified attack. This wouldn't be just the Hezbollah in the south. No, the plan was, if we hit Israel from all sides, we will overwhelm Israel and we can exterminate them. We can disappear these people once and for all, that the name of Israel is never remembered, no longer remembered. It's right there in Psalm 83. The old Yasser Arafat, the old playbook from the nations that hate the children of Israel. So this is a 2-3, probably even more than a 4-year program to stockpile, hoping to eventually starve Israel weapons-wise to the point where Israel can't fight the battle. But like I said at the beginning of the hour and yesterday, and I said this on Sunday too. Last Sunday, I did a 3-hour program on Psalm 83, Zephaniah chapter 2, the destruction of Damascus, the destruction of what would take place in the Jordan, in the land of Jordan, and what would happen within Israel in the West Bank, and in a strip called Canaan, where a lot of the Arab people live. I did a whole, as quickly as I could, an overview of what is happening right now, what will happen in the future. Russia is going to come, but not till this war is over. This war must be concluded first. And there's going to be a period of time before Russia. Russia now is going to have to begin to, the strategy is going to have to shift. And Russia said that he's going to put a hook, God said he's going to put a hook in Russia's jaw and force Russia to come to the mountains of Israel, which are in present-day Jordan. Russia will be destroyed with all her armies and all of the nations that come with her. It's complicated, but it is understandable. Now, the campaign against Israel had to begin. The terrorist groups, they realized they had enough munitions. There was a battle in the government in Israel. America had taken much of a percentage of the weapons that had been stored in Israel, and these weapons were sent to Ukraine. So there was supposedly a shortage, which is not true. Israel is too sharp. Israel's been buying on the open market. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Thank you. Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers.
I apologize for not having my mic on.
That they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Apologize for that last segment. I think I had my, I went to hit the control button and I didn't hit it. It stuck. I don't know what happened. Exclamation point, the final part, the final act or the exclamation point to this battle presently in Israel is Damascus will be destroyed. The command center of the command, the center of operations, will be completely eliminated. That war, this will, for the most part, conclude the Psalm 83 war, a 3,000-year-old prophecy that is about to end. We have our control operations in Baghdad. We're watching, America's watching what's happening. We have another operation center in Syria. We are watching what's happening. America cannot allow Hezbollah to get any stronger. God says Hezbollah is going to be eliminated completely. All the extreme terrorists will be completely wiped out, according to Psalm 83. Israel will take over Gaza Strip and occupy that land. No longer, never again will there be terrorists in that area. The Hamas, with this operation, has ended any possibility of there ever being a Palestinian state. I've stated years ago on this station many times that there would never be a Palestinian state. This has just ended any possibilities of a Palestinian state within the borders of Israel. The Palestinian people living in West Bank, those that are supporting Israel, will be allowed to stay. Everyone else is going to be moved out. Israel is going to have the coast from Lebanon all the way down to Egypt. It will be her coast once again. Israel is going to occupy present-day Jordan when Jordan is defeated. When Damascus is destroyed, flattened, the war, for the most part, will be concluded. There will be no command center for the extreme terrorists surrounding Israel. This is going to happen quickly. I believe that this probably won't take, I don't think, 3 months. Israel, after this is concluded, is going to be able to regather, heal the wounded, to have a time of peace. And again, the United States, the American military command, NATO, European military command, the Arab nations, the United Nations, the international opposition to Israel's campaign is irrelevant. God said that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to eliminate all of the terrorist enemies of Israel, and the enemies of God is going to be thorough to eliminate them, to end the terrorist activities in the nations surrounding Israel. In the future, then we're going to have Russia with a group of nations, Iran. I think Israel is probably going to take out that another attack on that nuclear facility. And as another necessary campaign, it's necessary. But eventually, Iran, Russia, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey, some of the old Soviet bloc nations, possibly Nazi element out of Ukraine, some coming maybe even from Germany, are going to be involved in the Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 war. America is going to stand off. The European nations will stand at a distance and say, "Whoa, Russia, what are you doing? What are you planning?" And I don't think they're going to take action, because Russia must be destroyed too, and God will be involved in that. We'll visit tomorrow. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. We'll visit then. Have a wonderful evening. We'll visit again tomorrow.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.